We think that two patients have probably contracted their infection as a result of transmission of infection from a healthcare worker during surgical procedures that they each had. The details for the individual patients are not being disclosed for reasons of confidentiality, but the healthcare worker was employed by NHS Lanarkshire between 1982 and January 2008. The healthcare worker was diagnosed as a result of a routine occupational health test. The healthcare worker didn't have any symptoms, and there weren't any patients who were ill or had symptoms at that time, which led to the healthcare worker being tested. But when the healthcare worker was tested and found to be positive for hepatitis C, the Occupational Health Department contacted the NHS Lanarkshire Department of Public Health. A detailed investigation was carried out to look to see if there was any evidence of transmission having taken place to a patient. The information that we obtained as a result of that investigation was collated together into a report, and that report was submitted to the United Kingdom Advisory Panel for Healthcare Workers Infected with Bloodborne Viruses. That's a UK panel which is set up on behalf of the chief medical officers of the four UK countries. And the UK panel considered the evidence that was available at that time. They advised that a patient notification exercise should not be undertaken.
Should not be undertaken.
At that time, based on the evidence that
was
available in 2008. In 2015, we were informed of a patient who did not have risk factors for hepatitis C, did have hepatitis C infection, and had had an operation carried out by the healthcare worker. So that led to us carrying out a further investigation. And as a result of that further investigation, we identified a second patient who we think had probably acquired infection as a result of transmission from the healthcare worker. So again, we collated the information from that further investigation into another report and submitted that to the UK advisory panel. In addition to submitting that information, NHS Lanarkshire put forward the recommendation that a patient notification exercise should be undertaken, and the UK advisory panel agreed with that approach, and that's why we've prepared for and are undertaking the patient notification exercise at the moment.